Hello, welcome back to A Ball at Pemberley, Chapter 6, and this is Part 2. We're going to pick up the story where we left it off in the previous part. All eyes turned as Mrs. Bennet, whose sensibilities had clearly been gravely disturbed by the announcement, collapsed in a faint to the floor. Lizzie herself, overcome by such events, swayed inelegantly, but recovered just in time to reach down and offer poor Mrs. Bennet her hand. As Wickham bent gallantly to lend his support, Darcy thrust through the crowd and assisted a distressed Mrs. Bennet, helping her to her feet. "Oh, thank you," she gasped, as her composure was restored and colour returned to her cheeks. "It was the shock, you see. The shock." "Of course," Darcy replied, steadying her some more. "I can see something most disagreeable has not long occurred." Upon arriving at Pemberley, Charlotte was desperate to see Lizzie. There was such commotion going on that Charlotte was unable to grieve as she would have over the death of her husband. There was no time for grief, not that others really saw reason to do so in the first place. What will become of her now? A widow. Yes, of course. Now she had no money, with Mr. Wickham as the next to inherit. Only, did she learn less that a fortnight ago that Wickham was in Mr. Collins' will and set to inherit the Longbourn estate? Now Charlotte was free of this secret which had burdened her greatly. Upon seeing the distressing of the assembly, Charlotte sought out Lizzie immediately. "My dear Lizzie, what has happened?" "Charlotte, Mr. Wickham has given us the most distressing news." Elizabeth quietly explained the details of the news that was received. "Lizzie, what shall become of me? I have no money, and surely no gentleman would want to marry a widow." Charlotte looked grieved. "My only hope is to go to Africa as a missionary, or have the kindness of my friends to look after me." "Charlotte, surely you must not distress yourself so. You are young still, and I am sure you will find fortitude in marriage once again. There is no reason for you to run to Africa." Elizabeth tried to calm her friend. "Your family and friends, like myself and Mr. Darcy, will surely aid you now that Mr. Collins is no longer with us." "Thank you for your kindness, my dear friend. I am very glad to have your friendship at this trying moment." While Lizzie and Charlotte shared this beautiful moment of true friendship, Mr. Darcy still tried to calm his mother-in-law. Mrs. Bennet was greatly relieved of the news that Mr. Wickham was to inherit Longbourn. Although at first she had been shocked at the news, she now realized that Lydia would be the one to run Longbourn after Mr. Bennet died. She was glad, for she knew her daughter would not throw her away from her home. However, Mr. Darcy and the rest of the family were not so certain, since Mr. Wickham's character was not to be trusted. Mr. Darcy implored Wickham to go with him to his study, where he could discuss the matter of the inheritance with himself and Mr. Bennet. Lizzie was glad her husband had taken Wickham away, for she awaited Jane's return. And since her health was not perfect, Elizabeth was worried she could be ill with so much excitement at once. As the three gentlemen left the room, only the group of ladies remained, most of them not knowing what to do or say in the situation they found themselves in. "Mama, are you not going to embrace me and tell me how delighted you are to see me?" Of course, Lydia could be trusted to fill any awkward silence. Once again, she did not disappoint. "It is truly wonderful to see all of you again, even though I am already bored by the countryside," she sighed, while she walked towards the window. "All these green hills and flower beds, it's nothing compared to the lovely city of Brighton. Kitty, I have so much to share with you.